Yeah, one of the great things about PowerShell on Linux is now our customers are able to take advantage of the rich ecosystem of tooling available on Linux. But to do that right, we had to do some special things, right, Jason?
Yeah, so PowerShell, people are familiar with as piping objects, but on Linux, we expect text, and that works great in PowerShell too. So we have an example here where we can pipe to Python. It'll work equally well when you're piping to Bash or interoperating with Ruby. It doesn't really matter. The pipeline works as expected on Linux.
Right, so as we did our port, we made sure we fit into the local customs and data structures.
Exactly. So I'm going to start off here. I'm going to call a PowerShell commandlet getChildItem, and the output looks exactly like we expect. We're getting rich objects, and they're being formatted to text on the screen. I'm going to go a little bit further here, and I'm going to process that pipeline. So we're still in PowerShell here, piping to for each object, and I just want to get the names.
So at this point, we got pipelines of objects, and we're doing PowerShell to process them.
Exactly. Now, maybe I want to do some processing with Python, because I'm just more familiar with Python. I've got some handy library in Python that I want to use. So I'm just going to pipe that text right to Python. And I want to, this particular example, I'm going to process all the file names and get the extensions.
Excellent. So here we take, when we convert from the world of PowerShell into the world of Linux, like Python or one of the other utilities, we translate to text and pass it through standard input using the native Linux mechanisms.
Exactly.
So there you go. The power of PowerShell on Linux is that you get the best of both PowerShell and the rich Linux tool ecosystem.